grace and peace to you in Jesus' name. Amen. You must be ready. That's what Jesus says in our text tonight. You must be ready. Noah was ready, he and his family, before the flood came. All the others of the earth were not. Five of those 10 virgins had oil in their lamps. They were ready. The other five were not. The man who built his house upon the rock, ready. The man who built his house upon the sand was not. You must be ready. What about you tonight? Are you ready? Well, ready for what, right? What are we ready for? Christmas came. Were we ready? Well, we don't have to be ready for that. That's past. New Year's is here tonight. Are we ready? Well, I don't know. What does it take to get ready for New Year's Eve and New Year's? I mean, if you stay up till midnight, you see the ball drop. What else do you have to do to be ready for New Year's? Or if you go home and go to bed, the New Year comes either way. You don't have to do anything. The New Year's is going to come. I don't know what you have to do to be ready other than either stay up or go to bed. So what does it mean for us to be ready? And what is it to be ready for? Well, it means to be ready for the Son of Man to come again. Christ will come again. His word tells us so. He came once in Bethlehem at Christmas. He will come again to us on the last day to be our judge, to be our advocate with the Father. He will come again. So the real question is not whether or not he will come, but are we going to be ready? And how and what does it mean to be ready? Well, our text tonight tells us some ways to be ready. And they all start with the word stay. The first one tonight is to stay dressed. We are to stay dressed, Jesus said. Stay dressed for action, as Pastor read in the text. What does that mean to stay dressed? Well, first of all, what does it imply when it says stay dressed? That you already are dressed, right? We have already been dressed. Well, what is our clothing? Our clothing is Christ. His righteousness covers us. We have been baptized into him and we receive new clothing, that of Christ Jesus' own innocence and blessedness, his righteousness, so to speak. We've been clothed with that. So what does God tell us to do to get ready for the Son of Man to return? Stay dressed. That means don't get undressed. Don't be found naked before the Lord like Adam and Eve were naked before the Lord. What does that mean? That means staying in the faith. Staying clothed, trusting in our baptism as the clothes that God gives us by grace, that we are clothed before him with his righteousness, his peace, his justification. All those gifts are ours in Christ. Stay dressed. Don't get undressed. Stay dressed. Stay in the faith. We also remember how our Lord Jesus died. He didn't die clothed, did he? He died naked. He died naked so that we wouldn't have to die naked. We would receive his clothing. We receive his righteousness, his gifts of life and clothing that shields us from all harm, that we might live in eternity with him, fully clothed, fully loved by him, always. Another way to be ready, it says in the text, is to stay awake. Well, again, what does it imply to stay awake? It implies that you already are awake, aren't you? We've been awoken from the dead, so to speak, having our sins forgiven. We're no longer dead before God. We're alive. Well, how do we stay awake? Well, one way you might consider is not to lie down. Not to lie down before idols. There are many idols in the world that we could lie down before. Money, sports, technology, pornography, prostitutes, all sorts of things we could lie down before. All these things will make us fall asleep in the faith. May we never fall asleep by being too distracted from our Lord Jesus. May we always stay awake, keep our eyes fixed on Jesus and the cross and the forgiveness of sins that he brings to us in his holy name at Christmas and at Easter and all the times throughout the year. Keep awake. Stay awake in the faith. You know, coffee and caffeine will not help you stay awake, not in the way that Jesus mentions in the text tonight. Not that kind of awake. We need something else. We need to stay in His Word, keep our eyes fixed on His Word. That'll keep us awake. Keep receiving the sacrament of His body and His blood. That'll keep us awake. I guess it means, in a nutshell, as Jesus says elsewhere, be in, but not of, the world. And the other way to stay awake is to get good rest. God gives us a Sabbath. If we rest in Him, rest from our labors, come to church, hear the Word, hear the forgiveness of sins preached in His holy name, then we get rest. Rest for our souls. Then we're fully rest so that we can stay awake at the last hour when He comes again. We won't be found asleep. We'll be awake. We'll be rested. We'll be ready for Him to come again. Another way to be ready is to stay hungry. In the text, it does mention tonight for the servants to be awake and to be dressed and to be hungry because the master is going to come home. The master was at a wedding. He's going to come home and he's going to serve them food and gifts. Well, we are too, that we can learn from this text that we should stay hungry too for when the master comes to feed us. And does our master come to feed us? By all means. He comes to us tonight to give us His body and His blood. He is our master. He will clothe Himself, as it says in the text, and serve us. That's what God does. Divine service, as we say about our Sunday worship services, they're called the divine service. That means that God is serving us. And we respond back to Him with our songs and our prayers and our praise. We serve Him because He first served us. Don't diet. That's another way to stay hungry. Don't diet. Don't diet from the Lord's Supper. If you keep eating, you'll stay hungry. Hungry for the right things, which is God's righteousness, His peace, His forgiveness. Stay hungry for that. Don't think you don't need to eat. You do need to eat. So stay hungry. Don't get too full on other things. And also, God says, invite others to this wedding feast. There's plenty of room. Invite others to be hungry too. There's plenty of room here at the church tonight. There's plenty of room in the church throughout the world. Invite others. Stay hungry. Invite them to be hungry too. Finally, God made us hungry. God made us hungry by showing us His resurrection from the dead. That makes us hungry for life after death. When we see Jesus' miracles, His feeding of the 5,000, His raising the dead, His healing, restoring, that makes us hungry for the peace that surpasses all human understanding, the miraculous power of God. Stay hungry. Stay hungry, dear friends. Final way to be ready is to stay safe. Stay safe. Tonight in the text, it talks about a thief. Remember that? It talks about a thief who may come and break into the house, and if the master of the house knew when the thief was coming, then he would not have left, not have gone away when the servants would be sleeping and being undressed and so forth. Well, who is the thief? Well, we know it's the thief, the devil. And what does he want to snatch? What does he want to steal? You and me. He wants to take us away from our God, take us away from believing that He is gracious and compassionate, merciful, loving. He wants us to steal us away from the truth. Well, then, how do we stay safe, stay secure? Well, here's a little logic for you tonight, how you can stay safe. It goes like this. If you stay dressed, and if you stay awake, and if you stay hungry, then you'll stay safe. Then you'll stay secure. But if not, if you're found to be undressed, and you're found to be asleep, and if you're found to be full of other things and not hungry for God, well, then the thief will come. And he'll snatch away whatever faith was there to begin with. And then the Son of Man will return at an hour when we do not expect. And then it's too late. So let us tonight remember. And let this year, this coming new year, be a year of readiness. Let us be dressed, remembering and trusting our baptism. Let us not fall asleep. Let us stay awake, not lie down before other idols. Let us stay hungry. Let us keep coming to receive the Lord's Supper and to receive the Word on Sundays, Wednesdays. Let's be all the more hungry this year. Then finally, we will be secure. We will be safe, just as we are right now. You must be ready, the text says. Or will we hear on the final day, oh, you must be ready. You must be ready. We are ready by grace through faith in Christ Jesus. You are ready. May we ever praise our God at the end of this year and the beginning of the new year, when we don't know if he'll come tonight by midnight or come tomorrow by midnight or in the year 2525. Karaoke, anyone? You are ready. Christ has made us ready by his body and his blood. You are ready.